Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Elizabeth Spellman, S-P-E-L-L-M-A-N. Address is 6534 Hummingbird Lane, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 209-814-5118. Her ID is XXXXX8073, date of birth 12/27/1968. 54-year-old disabled woman, as disabled married woman. Insurance is Medicare/California Health and Wellness. Pharmacy is Rite Aid on Clark Road in Paradise. It's address 2. Jeremiah Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, FNP, below that family practice, below that AMPLA, Megalia Medical, 14137 Lake Ridge Court, Megalia, M-A-G-A-L-I-A, and California 95954-9470, 530-873-5030, 530-740-5189, parenthesis, fax in parenthesis. The clinical indication current complaints of short-term memory loss, subparagraph, reports of decline with cognitive impairment following probable traumatic brain injury, subparagraph, recent findings of abnormal cervical MR imaging study, with two areas of borderline spinal stenosis, subparagraph, current complaints of positional neck pain, reduced and restricted range of motion on turning to the left, with radicular symptoms radiating to both shoulders and upper extremities, new paragraph, comorbid problems, morbid obesity, recent evaluation for bariatric surgery, history of dysomnia with initial and sleep maintenance insomnia. Subparagraph, no history of quality rest. New paragraph. Dear, Jeremiah Stanley, thank you for referring Elizabeth Sperling for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. In summary, Elizabeth has a very high risk of the residual features of a traumatic brain injury from her motor vehicle accident 6 years ago when her vehicle sitting at an intersection was struck suddenly from the rear by a semi-truck. Some paragraph, she sustained a posterior occipital seat rest head strike injury and has little recollection of the events. New paragraph. She developed neck pain after the accident, was evaluated by Dr. Reddy in Roseville with findings of degenerative cervical disease. Subparagraph, she completed an apparent diagnostic evaluation, including neuropsych testing, for which she is going to provide us with those reports. New paragraph. She completed litigation-related matters and has a substantial financial settlement award pending, but this has been delayed substantially by litigation related to insurance malfeasance. New paragraph. She developed substantial weight gain following her accident slash injury and now has clinical manifestations of morbid obesity with morphological features suggesting metabolic syndrome. New paragraph. She gives an additional history of episodic and somewhat stereotypical recurrence of emotional lability. That has not been evaluated or treated. She reports a past history of depression and headaches. And vertigo, new paragraph. She's undergone cholecystectomy in the past, and there is a history of thrombosis risk postpartum, for which further laboratory testing for thrombosis risk factors would be indicated if not already completed. New paragraph. She is married and has a daughter. New paragraph. There's a family history of heart disease, including depression, anxiety, venous thrombosis, lupus, and congestive heart failure. New paragraph. There's also a family history of cancer, diabetes, hypertension, kidney disease, migraine, neuropathy, and stroke. New paragraph. She has a history of neurological symptoms, including headaches, 50-pound weight gain, positional vertigo, constipation, occasional incontinence, arthritis, numbness and paresthesias, tingling, dizziness, loss of balance, confusion and cognitive decline with memory loss, headaches, depression, anxiety, and memory problems, chronic fatigue, seasonal allergies, noted snoring, initial and sleep maintenance insomnia, and unrestful sleep. New paragraph. Her neurological evaluation today shows evidence of restriction in rotation of her neck to the left. New paragraph. She reports clinical symptoms of radicular paresthesias bilaterally into the thumb and index fingers of both hands. New paragraph. I do not see unusual ataxia today. New paragraph. Her morphological examination shows abdominal prominence consistent with risk factors for morbid obesity-related metabolic disorder. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of cognitive decline with stereotypical episodes of emotional lability following traumatic brain injury-related occipital head strike in motor vehicle accidents. New paragraph, risk factors for metabolic syndrome. New paragraph, risk factors for dysomnia-related sleep apnea recommendations. For purposes of further evaluation treatment, I'm giving her a lab slip to complete the initial medical testing for dementia determination and metabolic syndrome evaluation. New paragraph. We will schedule her for a diagnostic electroencephalogram, both static and a dynamic ambulatory study with her history. New paragraph. MR imaging, high-resolution neuroquantitative study for brain evaluation following this trauma will be completed. New paragraph. We will obtain the records from Dr. Reddy for review. New paragraph, I'm referring her for home sleep testing to exclude contributory sleep disordered breathing and sleep apnea. New paragraph, in review of her current regimen, noting that she is on omeprazole, I would recommend that she take supplemental vitamin B12 at least 500 micrograms twice a day, since omeprazole blocks B12 absorption and effectiveness. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation as she completes the NIH quality of life questionnaires and the sleep disorders questionnaires for testing. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully for my professional signature.